Papers, give them advice on some of the things that they're not quite sure about. It could be legal matters, it could be something pertaining to taxes, or anything that they call upon us to do. Either we try to help them or try to get them some help. I mean, we just...
Right.
It's nothing that we can pinpoint as, let's say this is something that we're going to be doing from day to day,
right,
or week to week.
In other words, something you do on your own,
right,
privately, apart from some organization.
Right.
Okay. What about your wife's people? Where are they from? Where is she from?
My wife is born in Alabama. I don't remember the whether it's what county it is, but it's outside of Dothan.
So Houston County?
And it could be Houston County, I think. Yeah, they have, you know, lived in several places,
right,
and, like Hedlund or whatever. I think she's born somewhere up there.
Is that where the people are from?
Well, yes, somewhere in the suburbs of Dothan.
Could you describe for me the house that you were raised in? You know, just briefly tell me, describe it to me, whether it was a frame house, how many rooms it had, which, what were the rooms called, that sort of thing.
Yes, I can describe very vividly the house that I guess the best way to describe it, it would be sort of a shack or a shanty house with a high-pitched tin roof. There were three rooms in the house originally. One, I guess you would call it the living room, which served as a bedroom altar. It was the bedroom, living room, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was another room that we considered as a bedroom exclusively. It was just big enough for a bed, maybe a dresser or something. And then there was the kitchen. Mm-hmm. This is the house that I was born in. Of course, later on, my mother was able to add another room to this house.
Mm-hmm. What about the bathroom facility?
There was no indoor bathroom facilities at all. Outside.
What did you call that?
Oh, well, we called it to exactly what they would call it, toilet.
Mm-hmm. What about, well, how long did you stay in that house?
As I said, I was born in that house, and I stayed in that house until I got ready to go to college. And so that was about 18 years in the house.
Could you go ahead?
But my mother went away to work so that she could help me go through school, since I was determined to go, and she was the only visible sign of support, my father dying when I was three. She went away to Iowa to work in a fraternity house as a cook.
How did she hear about that?
Well, she had gotten a domestic job not too far from this school with some people known as the Prestons that were from Iowa. And they were crazy about her, and she you know, like them. So they persuaded her to go with them to Iowa when they went back to visit their parents one